Right. As we come back, as I said, I would find, I read about this a few months ago. Actually, I was a little bit incorrect. The oldest, this is not the oldest Christian hymn they're aware of that does not use particularly biblical words, but is the oldest hymn where they also have the music. And they claim they have been able to determine how the music sounded. This is called the, it's got a difficult name, Oxyrhynchus Hymn, and it is named after the location it was found in Egypt. It apparently, they believe, was written about the year 400, and it's originally in Greek. It has some English text here that they give to tell you what is exactly being said. So I'll just read a little bit of that, and then I'll play it for you just to get a feel for what this music supposedly sounded like. The oldest piece of music we have when they sang it. It says together, the pieces they have in English, together all the eminent ones of God, night nor day, let them be silent. Let the glowing stars not let, then it breaks off, let the rushing of winds, the surging of all the rivers, while we, I guess, sing Father and Son and Holy Spirit, let all the powers answer, Amen, Amen. Strength, praise, glory forever to God, the sole giver of all good things. Amen, Amen. So a little bit broken up, but you kind of get an idea. So here's what that would have sounded like, they claim. Sung, I presume, in Greek. So what do you think? Oh, well, we don't need to see the advertisements for Volkswagen.
I personally, I felt the presence of God in that song. It's so beautiful. You felt, I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit in the, in the tune of the,
Yeah, it's amazing to hear something so ancient. And even the, I mean, you see the words broken up a little bit because they didn't get every piece of the words, but still, you know, mentioning the Trinity, all good things come from God, many of the same themes that we have today as well. I do not know how they determined they know what the music was like. That's just what I read, that they call it in English musicologists. I did not know such a word existed until I saw it for the first time in this book, but that's supposedly what it sounds like.
All right. Well, once again, I will have you discuss what we... Oops, I got the wrong one up. I'll have you discuss in groups the some questions, and
some very similar to what you just did, but this will deal with the years 100 to 600. What sorts of things in worship are the same today in the churches you worship in? What are different? And is there anything you might add today from their example? Why or why not? What reasons? And secondly, what do you like about the early and imperial church model of becoming a Christian? As we mentioned, it could take up to 3 years. It's probably less time than that, but there was quite a bit to it. It was not as easy. So once again, Christina, if you and the rest would connect, and I will put Dimitri and Irina on the room, and I'll give you, well, I'll give you a little more time this other time. I'll give you 12 minutes.
Recording in progress.
Okay, so a few seconds here. All right. So this time we will go a different order, and I'll ask those of you in the virtual world what you think first. So Dimitri, Irina, what did you think? What sorts of things in worship are the same today in churches? What's different? Is there anything you would add from their example? And also, what do you think about the early and Imperial Church's model of becoming a Christian? What do you like and what don't you? And remember to take off the, or put on the audio.
Трудно сказать, я немножко...
It's hard to say. I was a little bit absent in the beginning, so these questions I did not really understand. And it took me a time to get into the process, so I cannot say anything right now.
Okay. All right. So we'll go over here. What about your all's group?
Yeah. Я могу немножко... А, все.
Oh, go ahead. You can go ahead, Irina, that's fine. Please, go ahead.
Ну, вот то, что новообращенные...
So, it was said that there was a special period for new converts when their life was examined. I would say that these days we also do a little bit like that, because the person that comes to church has to show a lifestyle before it was allowed, be allowed to for him to get baptized. At least it happens in my church. Then the Holy Keys, we don't have it in our church, but the Holy Communion is only given to those who got baptized. We do not have the tradition to letting anyone to the Lord's Supper. Any church member can, but has to be church member. Then, what comes to this many are long prayers, we don't have that practice. Even those prayer meetings that we do have, they are not longer than 2 hours. And once a week in the morning, we do that. We hold them. And then also once or twice a month, we gather all the church for the prayer meeting. And then again, when it comes to the baptism, we do practice the full immerse, but we do not make people make it naked. And then also I think that early church shown bigger passion towards life examination than we can see today. Observe. That's it.
Very good. Хорошо.
All right.
Ma räägin, mis mulle siis meelde jäi meie vestlusest, et mina isiklikult kohe ütlesin välja, et mis mulle nii-öelda ei meeldinud sellest ajast või see, et ristiti ilma riietata.
What was strange for me is that see baptism was done naked. Then I discuss the music. Music was very nice. Even it would be very nice actually to have such music, this music of the early church. And we also liked this time of trial. When people were on trial, actually, before baptism, even it was a very thorough investigation was going on, so even up to 3 years. So it means that it was taken very seriously. So, and perhaps these people were able to make corrections in their lives before they were baptized. And they were able to get rid of this pagan influences. People had mentors who were helping them. For me, yes, this was very interesting, that this idea of exorcism. So this was a very serious approach, and also the fasting. I liked the idea of fasting before the baptism. I think it's good practice.
Yeah, that's a discipline that is mentioned fasting in scripture quite a bit, but that is probably the discipline we follow the least of any biblical thing we're told to do. All right, very good. What about the group over here?
I think very many same things already mentioned, but similarities in baptism is that we also have the teaching, but not to such extent. But I was thinking that actually we should have a bit longer than we usually have, only just before the baptism. Maybe it should be at least a few times or something. Then we also baptize in the Trinity, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And usually pastor baptizes, but also the same thing that a lay person can do. The same thing also that we have the first communion after the baptism, and then we also lay hands. It said there that laying hands to receive the Holy Spirit, I think, but we lay hands when blessing the church, to become a member of the church. Then differences, well, they are some already came out, but yeah, we don't have such long preparation for baptism, no exorcism, except I remember once we had a person who had evil spirits, and when we baptized her, we purposefully asked her to renounce all the evil, and I think it was meaningful and good. And no, all these same things, no naked baptism, no holy kiss or cup of water, milk, honey, or anointing with oil. And then the teaching also differs. We don't teach about enlightenment or perfection. And then about the services itself also, no such hierarchy or liturgies. We have more spontaneous prayer, so not usually standardized or written prayers. And then about music, sounded like they didn't have instruments, but rather choir, so a cappella, so we have more instruments. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't speak completely to the music because I can only go off of what I heard there, though I guess they had a bell. I heard a bell in there, if that's accurate. But it appears as though they, from at least what I'm reading, it appears that they had musical instruments with the obvious statement that we can't be sure always because there was diversity and we can only go off of what is written. But what did you, I think one aspect, like I said, that I've thought of when I baptize now is the next time I baptize, I might get the jar of honey and milk. You know, that is just cool symbolism. You know, you have entered the promised land. I think that is a neat one. And in some ways, it seems like it would be...
Напоминает даже эстонские традиции. Эстонцы любят мед, да? Может быть, у меня сильный такой символизм в голове, потому что мой тесть, он эстонец, и у него есть любовь, пристрастие к меду. Вот, закончили мы обсуждение о богослужении первых 6 столетий. Вране имперской церкви. И теперь даже я скажу, что мы прошли и библейское основание прославления, как они начались в Ветхом Завете, как...
That how the early church started to adapt some of these things and how certain things have been developed more than others. And it's also just interesting to note that some of these things seem to have been more important early on than they are now. For instance, a lot of the churches, I'm guessing many of the churches you worship with and are a member of take prayer importantly, but they do take prayer importantly, but the idea of daily prayer, as we see, was something even biblical, but is kind of moved away. So maybe that challenges us to reconnect with some of those early church practices. Well, that is all for this session. Next time, we will continue with how worship developed. We will look at the Middle Ages and also modern times, see how worship, Reformation, and then into modern times, and see how worship has developed. Any questions or comments?
We had that one thought that our group discussion, the first thing that we noticed that it might take up to 3 years to get to be or to get to be a member of the church. Fishing or something, but maybe it's connected to the fact that Jesus was teaching for 3 years, and when this 3 year basically ended, then the disciples got the communion or the Eucharist, and through all that 3 year they were like teached, and also sometimes they slipped, sometimes they didn't well, and they got to experience very different things.
Mm. That's a good thought. The 3 year connection with how long it took us up to 3 years to be baptized maybe has some connection with Jesus being with the disciples 3 years and their walk with him, slipping sometimes and also correcting. So that's an interesting thought. That may very well be. Yeah, I like the model of some time for me, 3 years, but it was a maximum of 3 years. That's also important to remember. The thing that frightens me is today, maybe it would take us 6 years, you know? I don't know. I have the English term is rose-colored glasses, means you look at things more positively maybe than you should. But I think of the ancient church usually in more positive terms, thinking they're probably more holy than us. But then I read scripture and realize, no, I guess they weren't. Second Corinthians, Corinthians makes pretty clear they were pretty messed up too. So, thank you, and I will... Well, I'll see you in devotional time here in a few minutes at 1. Mari is going to share with us, so we can look forward to that. All right. Have a good day.